Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Friends, welcome back to God's Playbook. Today we ask the question, who is a Gentile? We hear of the term Gentile used in the scriptures so frequently, especially in the Acts of the Apostles. So throughout Easter, we've been hearing Gentile, Gentile. So let's define who is a Gentile. The answer is anyone who's not Jewish is a Gentile. And so when we think of the early church, the apostles, under the leadership of St. Peter, were doing a very good job at trying to build a level of faith among the Jewish people that they would come to know that Jesus is the Messiah, the one whom they have waited for. Those people who believed in Jesus were called Judeo-Christians, people who were Jewish and were converting to Christianity. Remember that the word Catholic wasn't first used. First, they used the term the way. That's why we often hear of the way in the Acts of the Apostles. Then they became a Christian, which means a follower of Christ, the anointed one. And then we get the name Catholic later on. When we think of the term Gentile, a Gentile could be somebody who comes from any other part of the world that is not a Jewish person. So when the spreading of the gospel took place, again, because Jesus spoke of the importance of the people of Israel, the preaching of the apostles was directed at those who had a Jewish background, so they could connect in their knowledge of sacred scripture, in Jewish culture and traditions, because the apostles themselves were Jewish. The difference is, of course, that the apostles followed Jesus Christ and wanted others to follow Jesus Christ as well. It wasn't till St. Paul had his conversion that he identified, of course, through the movement of the Holy Spirit, that the focus of the apostles should not just be on those of Jewish background, but that the Gentiles should also come to know Jesus, that they had a responsibility to convert the world, that Jesus did not just die for the Jewish people, he died for everyone. And so St. Paul, at times we see in sacred scripture, spent time debating and arguing with Peter and the other apostles on the focus of reaching out to the Gentile. Even in our church hymns, when we hear of Gentile or Jew, servant or free, woman or man, no more. These are the words of St. Paul saying everyone is the same, no matter where their background comes from. So that's why St. Paul is known, if you go to Greece, that St. Paul brought the message of the gospel to the people of that land. In other words, they were filled with, yes, there were some Jews as well, but primarily of Gentile background. So when we think of who is a Gentile, that would also be us too, friends, that the movement of the Holy Spirit needed to go beyond just the people of Israel, that we recognize as Catholics we have Jewish roots. But this idea of taking on Christ, the Anointed One, we are taking on his mission to proclaim his message to all the world. As Jesus says in the Gospels, go and proclaim my name to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And it is St. Paul who the Holy Spirit used most at continuing to convince the apostles that their efforts should not be primarily geared to the Jewish people, but Gentile as well. Now, the teachings were first presented to the Jews, as I mentioned, because of that commonality, that they wouldn't be coming at faith at, you know, a zero level or a basic level. Rather, the opposite is true. Their commonplaces allowed that movement of faith sometimes to work a little bit easier than to a Gentile person who perhaps had a completely different faith or very little knowledge of sacred scripture, knowing that scripture was shared orally. Only the learned were able to read the scrolls. And again, that role was primarily kept for leaders in the Jewish faith, that when they were at synagogue or temple, that the scriptures were proclaimed for them, that they were to hear it rather than read it themselves. What also is important here to identify, friends, is that the Gentile is seen as an equal in the eyes of God. So in other words, God has favorites and no favorites at the same time. Everyone's his favorite, and there's nobody who's better than somebody else. So as we'll hear tomorrow when we talk about the apostles Philip and James, while God loved them and had a particular mission for them, God loves all of us the same. And when we live holiness and righteousness, we please God greatly. So for a Jew or a Gentile person, no matter their background, God's love for them is profound. And so in a particular way, he touched the hearts of the apostles and those first leaders at that time to reach out to the Gentile people so that we can also recognize that there should be nobody that we dismiss, that we don't think we're better than somebody else who may or may not share the same faith as us. That doesn't mean the truth of the gospel is to be watered down, but it certainly means that God loves them just as much as he loves us. So we too should not be only kind to people who are Catholic or Christian, or those that believe in God as opposed to those who don't. The atheist and the agnostic should receive the same respect as our brother or sister in faith should receive from us. Again, we don't water down our faith, we don't diminish the role of God, we don't worship him less, but when we see the example of St. Paul, we see that there was no distinction between Jew or Greek, between a Jewish person or a Gentile person. The message of Jesus needs to be shared with everyone. Jesus said to love one another, not just those with the same background, not just those with the same beliefs, not just those who are nice to us. Rather, respect one another. Love one another as I have loved you. Jesus showed respect for the Jewish people and the Gentile alike. So are we called to love one another in the same way and to seek ways to bring commonality to one another so we can all praise and worship God together as his daughters and sons. How can we exhibit in our own lives that respect and love that St. Paul presents? How can we respect one another in the same way that the early followers sought to bring unity and peace among the people at that time? How can we better model the love of Jesus Christ with everyone we meet? For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you, and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Buzzsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.